It's been busy. It's been a nice transition. You know, Superintendent, you know, Rob was here before us kind of doing the work and probably doing the work for me and for maybe for Mike, too. And so he is
Mike, the middle school principal.
Yeah, the middle school principal, right. And so he is very slowly and very, you know, very happy about it, kind of releasing full responsibility and duties on us as we got our feet underneath us. So it's busy, but it's a good busy, I think, for everybody.
So what do you think so far, now that you are sort of knee-deep or head-deep into your job?
It's great. I enjoy – one of the reasons I liked administration from teaching, you know, I worried about less contact time with the kids, which was so great about teaching, but I like to be busy with just a lot of, you know, tasks to do, and it's been that way. So it's been great. The family's doing well, really settled in. It's been – I mean, just such great resources with, like, the pool. You know, we've got both my kids already doing swimming lessons, so it's been cool getting them connected. They've adapted probably better than I thought they would. We were expecting a couple weeks of crabby, you know. I left my friends and life behind. They're great. They're so excited. They're really excited for school to start for my second grader.
One of the things that's come up for me in talking with the other two new administrators, as well as in the recent school board meeting, was discussion of trying to sort of shift a focus a bit in terms of discipline policies and trying to give kids more of a chance to redeem themselves rather than maybe some a punishment that is more final in terms of whether, you know, they're out of school travel for 4 weeks or maybe in other issues. Tell me about your take on that. Do you sort of share that philosophy?
Yeah, I think so. I always try, a lot of times because I try to think back, and I was a pretty good kid in high school. I hope my parents would agree. But trying to come back to remember what it was like being a high schooler. And that's one of the reasons I got into high school specifically is that it was, it was an amazing time and it was a terrible time. It's just difficult for everybody. And so trying to recognize anyone out there, you know, who's listening or is You did it, and you weren't perfect either. And so just recognize kids are making mistakes, and we're here to kind of show them in a loving but still a consistent, firm way, hey, you messed up. Let's fix it and get back on the right track. And so it's been good. Two-part. One is we wanted to change something. We thought, you know, grade-wise, once they made a mistake, they could fix it themselves, you know, and we got on them. But then once they fixed it and got on the right track and got their grade up, you know, got them eligible quicker, and we all know, you know, studies have shown connection with extracurricular activities is so key to student success. So we didn't want to overly punish them. We wanted to get them back on the court or the mat or the track or wherever they were going as soon as they agree, you know, they did the work in. So it's good. But the other part of that is we didn't want to change too much. We also want to look like attendance policies. We're going to kind of sit back and work with, you know, the staff that's here and see how that looks. And then if we need to change down the road, we can. But we also want to kind of see how it impacts kids and what's the best road.
As a principal, what do you see your role in terms of visibility in the classroom, that sort of thing? Mm-hmm. Do you see the role for that, or beyond being the principal in the office, you know?
Yeah, no, that's good. And a couple things is, one, I don't like to be in the office too much. I always wanted to have – my mentors have always taught me an open-door policy. Teachers, kids, parents should always feel welcome to walk in. Same time, I'm still kind of a teacher at heart. I've been doing that for the last years. I want to get back, and I like just popping in and seeing what they're doing in the classroom. It allows me to – connect with the kids a little bit, kind of get a feel for what their life is like every day, and then also allows me to see, you know, the teachers on staff and see the kind of cool stuff they're doing. And then when it comes down to time to talking about their job, I can say, hey, I saw you guys doing that. That was great. Here's some other ideas to help you make it even better. You know?